Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So today's devotion is called Let Every Man Examine Himself. A devotion on humility, consistency, and godly self-examination. Opening scripture would be, And why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but it considereth not the beam in thine own eye? Matthew 7:3. Today I want to speak about a subject that is very practical, very personal, and very relevant to us all. Minding our own business and being careful not to tell others what they should or shouldn't do when we ourselves are not doing those things. Now, it's not an easy topic. It steps on toes, starting with my own, especially being a father. But it's a topic that Jesus spoke about clearly and lovingly because he knew how easily we drift into judgment, comparison, and misplaced authority. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus gives one of the most well-known teachings. Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast the mote out of thy brother's eye. Matthew 7:5. Jesus was not saying we should never help one another. He's saying we must deal honestly with our own lives before correcting someone else's. The key word here is honestly. A mote is just a speck of dust. A beam is a large piece of wood. Jesus is using this intentional exaggeration to make a point. How often are we more bothered by small issues in others while ignoring larger issues in ourselves? We may notice or comment on someone else's tone, someone else's habits, someone else's weakness, while overlooking our own prayerlessness, gossip, or disobedience. So here's real life experience. At work, there was a team lead who would watch the clock and regularly check to see who was signing into work after 9 a.m. every day. If someone logged in late or joined a meeting late, the lead would point them out and would say things like, "We need to be here on time and be committed to the job. The team and the project should be a priority." However, over time, people noticed something else. The same lead was often unreachable after 3 p.m. He rarely replied to emails or messages after lunch, actually. When people needed him for something important, he was usually unavailable. Now, he wasn't wrong about the importance of commitment, but he wasn't living out the very thing he was preaching. When I saw this, a verse came to me, "Let every man examine himself," 1 Corinthians 11:28. Eventually, in a project retrospective meeting which we have, the lead brought up a topic about the team's commitment, and one of them responded in kind about how they reached out to him and he wasn't around. And the commitment goes both ways. He didn't have a comeback to this and could see the whole team agreed. So commitment does go both ways. From that point on, something changed. He spoke less about what others were doing and he quietly became more consistent himself. And in time, his example spoke louder than his words ever had to the whole team. And they were all more committed to the next project. Now there is something in human nature that wants us to manage other people's behavior instead of our own hearts. And it's often easier to correct others than confess ourselves. Often easier to advise others than apply the word personally. And to point out flaws and pursue holiness. But scripture reminds us, "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth." Romans 14:4. Each believer answers to God. Each believer has his own journey of sanctification, and we are not the Holy Spirit. Let's be clear, though. The Bible does teach loving correction. In Galatians 6:1, it says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now notice the order here. Ye which are spiritual, that's the first thing, in the spirit of meekness, second thing, and the third one is consider thyself. Because correction without humility becomes condemnation, and correction without self-examination becomes hypocrisy. Before we speak into someone else's life, even kids, we must ask, am I walking in obedience in this area? Is my motive love or control? Am I willing to apply this truth first myself? So Jesus gave a perfect example here. Jesus had the right to correct everyone, and yet he was gentle, patient, and focused on hearts. When he was brought the woman caught in adultery, eager to condemn her, when others brought the woman who was caught in adultery, eager to condemn her, Jesus focused inward. He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. John 8:7. One by one they walked away. Then Jesus said something powerful. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Because there's truth and grace, there's correction and compassion, and there's authority and humility. So what does this mean for us? How do we live this out? Four steps. Step one. First, with prayerful examination. In Psalms 139:23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Secondly, focus on obedience, not comparison. John 14:15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Third one is speak less, listen more, which is difficult. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James 1:19. And finally, trust God to work in others, being confident of this very thing, that he that hath begun good work in you will perform it. Philippians 1:6. So, as we head into the new year, it's a good time for us to have our own retrospective look at the year. What went well, what didn't, and what we can improve. But we don't just let it stop there. We have to take action too. Let's think about how different our relationships would be if we had spent more time tending our own gardens than inspecting everyone else's. Let's not be known for judgment, but for humility. Not for control, but for compassion. Not pointing fingers, but pointing people to Jesus. Let us be a people who live what we believe. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. John 13:35. I've got a little closing prayer here. Lord, let us walk humbly before you. Teach us to examine our own hearts. Obey your word and love others as you have loved us. Remove any pride or hypocrisy within us and help us reflect Christ in both our worlds and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks.
Let's sing one more song. Let's sing number 230. 230.